Hello, and we are back at the Guide to Minecraft and Dungeons. Show for heroes. I was just talking to my dad quickly. Now we are in the lair of Minecraft, which is my room. Casey is also here with us right now.
Here, I'll give you a hint.
If you just listen. So we are dissecting the new wild update. Mostly we're going to be talking about the warden and the deep dark and
that will
yeah.
Helps.
Just
that
listen
helps.
To this. Listen.
So like the warden.
If you know what the warden is, that was the roar of the warden.
If you do not think that sounds like.
We're going
warden,
to be talking about
what.
Some warden and warden yeah, theory. I think you're almost at 5,000 plays. We could get to 5,000 plays. That would be great.
Dylan's birthday was also.
Yes, yeah, so I'm not.
He's 11.
Yes.
And I am almost 9. Very close.
Yes.
We are very young and we make a podcast.
Yes. Anyways. We.
Yeah, what?
We,
Can you hear me play?
No, not yet. So we're gonna doing some sound file things. But yeah. This is what we're going to be doing. So I hope you like it.
If you've already listened to
game
theories,
it's
going to be kind of...
But stick around for the whole video.
Note!
Podcast. Oh, and by the way, this is probably going to be a really long episode, so...
Like 40 minutes?
No, it's going to be less than that. It's probably going to be like 15,
30.
Maybe.
30!
Or 20. But anyways, we're about to talk about the warden and stuff. First thing you should know about the warden is the biome that it lives in.
The deep dark.
Or more supposedly the ancient cities. And it is in the deep dark and it's a huge place. It's literally like ancient cities. Which is basically like what everyone's been saying about.
And also the ancient cities can be over 1 million blocks wide.
Oh, I did not know.
They're very big. And also, if you don't know, there's this weird, like, pit in an ancient city, and there's a skulk catalyst at the bottom. And the skulk is, like, growing. Like, if you jump down to it, it's, like, I think you're supposed to jump down into it, because it's so close to be, like, growing out into the rest of the ancient city. And that's the only part of skulk that's missing. So what I think happened is the ancient builders jumped into that to try to keep skulk alive.
So,
or not.
Anyways, we're going to be talking about, like, the skulk and stuff. So, first thing, you should probably a bunch, everyone knows about the warden that's listening to this podcast. First things first, basic is there's a skulk block, which is just a weird thing that goes in. I'm not sure what the special features are.
Let me see if there's actually skulk sound.
Yeah, but, well, Casey's doing that, I'm going to tell you the addition to the wild update. But anyways, it's cool because, yeah. And we're also going to be talking about some of the long-lasting mysteries, including, like, the wizard, the ancient builders, and, of course, the warden. And it's going to be all tied together in this podcast. So stay tuned, and we're going to be doing some pretty cool stuff. Anyways, Casey is still looking for whatever he's looking for. But anyways, yeah. So, I'm going to tell you about the different skulk blocks. So, for anyone else, it's basically like just the skulk block and then the skulk sensor, which can sense footsteps if it's not on wool or carpet. And...
Oh, I found it. I found it.
It will alert
a
warden.
I found it.
Wait. So, just a quick... guys. We are going to be listening to a sound that Casey just found. So I'm gonna tell. Wait a second. Just wait. I'm gonna just 1 second. Okay, we figured out that there's actually not a skulk shrieker noise. But Casey's gonna look for something. I have kind of low battery on my iPad that I'm using right now. But anyways.
I have low battery too.
Okay, what's your battery power? I have 5.
Well, it doesn't mean that you get the charger.
Okay, anyways, Fine, my iPad will run out. But anyways,
okay, fine.
Okay, whoa. Just wait, okay? Just turn off your iPad completely and you'll be fine. But I'm gonna
Is it at 10%?
No. But anyways,
it's just a dumb idea, y'all.
Fine, you can have this stupid charger. Jesus, if you want to make my iPad one up, fine. But anyways, you want it? I'm kidding!
No.
Okay, you don't want it? Fine. Then you won't use it. I'm sorry, but your iPad will work.
That's what you want.
I don't want it to run out.
Well, I don't seem to want yours to either.
Okay, so guys, we're gonna start analyzing the sound. But first thing, because I have to tell you about some new blocks. That this goes. Where are you going? You're getting what? Anyways, Casey's just gonna do something quickly. So, anyways, we are going to do some cool things here. But anyways, I'm going to tell you about the new Skulk Box. It's a Skulk Veins, which is just like vines of Skulk. The Skulk Catalyst, which is very cool. So, it takes an energy from other blocks and makes a new Skulk. So, and what is that energy? Well, Game Theory says it's souls, and I kind of believe him. So, yeah, I think it's souls. And also, whenever a mob dies within a close range of it, it will not drop XP and will drop and will spread the Skulk. And I'm not sure about this, but I'm pretty sure there's a command that you can make the Skulk spread wider or not wider. But anyways, yeah. And then there's also the Skulk Shrieker, which has a very unsettling noise. And I'm gonna play it for you quickly.
So now we're gonna show you the Skulk Shrieker sound. That's Skulk 1, Shriek 1, Shriek 2. That was Shriek 2. Shriek 3. That was Shriek. Shriek 5. And there you go.
So already you can hear that it's very, very unsettling. And the Skulk Shrieker is the key because it literally has souls swirling around in the middle of it. So that definitely means. There's something kind of weird about the Skulk Shrieker is that the only way you can activate it is if it's natural. Or you use some sort of, like, debug stick to, make it natural. Or, like, can something. Because it has to, like, apparently it has to have, like, this thing called a can of summon stack. But yeah.
And also this is the Skulk sensor sound.
Just, and a quick thing,
this is the Skulk sensor
sound. This is the Skulk sensor sound.
Yeah,
the placing sound, and this is the walking sound.
This is the walking sound. So that's the sound. Yeah. Cool, right? So we're using YouTube.
So we are now going to analyze the disc 5, and it follows in the except of disc 11 and 13, which have, like, unsettling sounds. So this is a man to tell a story. So it starts off with record static. And then it goes into like this monster. And then it sounds like a monster, some sort of weird like sound, weird like monster-y sound. And then it goes into a speed ramp. So
you don't have to say that.
That's the monster roll, and then that's the speed ramp. So,
And then you can hear someone light a flint and steel while bats flutter in a cave and someone's walking on dripstone. That's flint steel and the bat. And then here's the person walking on dripstone. And then multiple other people join in that and sound like they're in like really heavy like iron or diamond or nether eye armor. And they
probably
march towards, and they march towards like what appears to be a city with signs there, which could possibly be the ancient city.
So the march,
silence, and then that's the ancient, from the ancient city. And then everything comes to a halt when something that sounds like a switch being pulled. Like, listen. It's kind of happy. Simba. Did you hear it? It's really hard to hear. So, we're gonna play it again quickly. So, that's the mulch, and just listen really closely. And flip. And anyway, you can hear something like
doors
creaking open and wind rushing in. And then the hero in here takes a deep breath while some monster roars at him. That's the doors creaking open and the wind rushing in. The deep breath. And then it all cuts off. And there's 22 or 23 just seconds of just piano ambience like this.
This fragment smashed together.
Well, yeah, because it is literally just fragments smashed together. So that's kind of why there are all these weird time warping effects.
And this.
And this. And then soon it goes back to our story. Wait, don't. And then you can hear this little bit of static. And then there's a sound of bubbling lava and then an amethyst
geo
breaking. And then there's some weird like noise.
Which like it's like scraping or like sand. It's like it sounds like being placed or scraping.
It sounds kind of like a high pitch like
it will
thing
no, before
dropping.
Before
or, like,
that you can hear something like a cave in and then you hear sand being placed.
Like, listen. Listen. Scraping. So listen to the bubbling lava. That's the static, the back. Bubbling lava. And they see it. They break the block. And twist it. Did you hear that? It was like a weird, like, high-pitched noise.
It was like sand falling and then high-pitched noise.
And then they go ahead and quickly, like, collect materials and, like,
scrape things against
them. Listen. Collect the materials. You hear a phantom shriek, which is that.
He scrapes it against the wall. Right, like here.
And then the phantom shrieks.
Wait, stop.
Did you hear the tools like clanging? And then he coughs. And then he starts running on the terrain. And it changes from dripstone to stone to dripstone to dirt to stone to dirt.
Just dripstone? Doing something, and now he's running on dripstone.
Then he turns to stone, go back to dripstone and dirt, and then just cuts off again. Another like weird monster noise, and when it comes back, we hear thuds and explosions. Where our heroes walk and like keep smashing things against it. So Cricket,
or explosions of something else.
Yes.
Well, no, he comes up to the surface.
He comes up to the surface
to see
and sees something.
Something. It could be the wither, the ender dragon, or even the warden.
It could be anything. We're going to find that out.
Okay. Or a new boss in a new dimension in the portal.
Oh, yeah. Just pause it quickly. So, we have to just explain. I'm sorry, but I didn't explain this earlier. But in the middle of the ancient cities, there's this thing known as a city center. And it's like a huge rectangular frame out of this thing called reinforced deep slate, which is an unbreakable block that's like similar to a bedrock or the end portal frames. And it kind of looks like a portal frame because in the game it's known as a city center, which is like a very just generic name. But there are smaller statues of that are called the small portal statues. And you might be thinking portal. And Mojang said that no, they are not adding a new dimension. But I don't think that's the point. We don't think that's the point. Maybe there was a new dimension, but it got broken and the portal thing got broken. Something came through, or the ancient builders went through But they broke it because they knew that it would be a bad idea to go back through or come back out, or anything else to come out for what came
or
out.
Or just wasn't come. Long enough. Or when you hear the wooden floor that I showed you, maybe that breaks the portal.
Oh yeah, or maybe just anything, like the wither, the ender dragon, or anything just broke the portal. So we're going to play this again, so you can hear thuds now.
Those you are like explosions of the of something trying to get in.
And you can hear speed, man.
But the greatest fear has come true.
Just clicked it. Something's following them and trying to break into the cave. You can keep hearing thuds.
So a mob or something crazy followed them into the ancient city. So they are probably going to use the portal to try to get away.
Yeah, because they're trying to rush and finish this new portal technology. And then, listen. So they're opening, they're walking towards the portal. And you can hear
them placing dirt to get closer to the portal.
And then you can hear this weird, like sort of Enderman noise.
Yeah, it sounds like an Ender scent from Minecraft.
Or like this creepy, like, soul Ender sound. So listen. That's this creepy soul Ender sound. And then something comes in. If you just heard... There's like
just
a break-in.
It's like the...
I got this.
Greatest fear has came true. Something, the crazy mob, the really powerful mob, has followed them into their...
Listen, this is the break-in. You ready? It sounds like it's like sand falling. Listen. And then...
That was it.
There's a moment of silence before this, like, there's a reverse sound of glass breaking. And this thing's, like, creepy voices shrieking as they open something. And then you hear something that sounds like...
Probably
a portal opening. Listen.
And the shrieking probably is powering the portal or something.
Yes. Here's the silence.
And there's the souls. Right here.
And then you can almost hear the portal.
You can hear the portal.
And then they light a fire and they walk close to the portal.
And he places some dirt to get closer.
And he places some dirt to get closer.
And then it gets...
Wait, I got this. He places some dirt to get closer. Then we were met with the sound of a skulk sensor and a roar of a warden. So that's the dirt.
The portal getting louder.
Skulk. And that's the warden.
And then shh.
And then
did you hear that?
No. Casey. Just wait. Okay. So mixed in with the warden roaring, you can hear another sound. It's very hard to hear, but you can hear like this weird. Listen, if you listen really closely. Listen.
Did you hear
it? Did you hear it? And that was a
wither
sound of a specific mob dying, the wither, which is what broke into the thing that was following there, which is probably the thing that was screeching.
But that still doesn't answer why there's strongholds.
And we're going to talk about that quickly, because this is the sound of the wither dying.
Wait, just a sec.
The wither death sound, regular. Play just the regular. No, it's not on regular right now. So this is the regular with the death sound. And this is the wither death sound slowed down to 0.75. Which is probably what it is.
And you can sort of hear the that it sounds like.
And then just play the warden roar.
Okay.
And then try to make it so that it's play and then play. And then play, and then we're gonna play some two sounds, and we're gonna play those exact two sounds together and see if it sounds just like it.
So, wait, how do we play it together?
So, search up warden roar, just and don't play it yet. Sound effect?
What's going on?
Wait. These are just some warden sounds. We're just gonna do some quick things. So we put them two together and they sounded pretty good and they sounded pretty good. So yeah, but that's gonna be the end of the Wild Update podcast for right now. We're gonna talk about some other things too, maybe like the Allay, but
and also,
see you guys soon.
Wait, no, don't yet. There's something you should know about the warden.
Well,
when you hit it, the souls in its chest horns turn red, and beware, try not to fight with the warden.
Because it's very, very
cool. And it gives you nothing good.
It just drops Skull Catalyst. But it kind of makes sense from a lore standpoint, because if it is the what is the warden goal if it just drops a Skulk Catalyst? Because it spreads Skulk. It must mean it wants to spread Skulk, right? So it must be like the survival of the species of Skulk. But anyways, how did they get from there to the end?
Well let's dig deeper.
Oh, too deep, too deep. Just quote the game for you, my guy. Anyways, though. But,
yeah.
So, anyways, we're gonna, so.
Talk about how goats kill.
No, but, thanks for listening to this, guys. Let's hit 5K. Make sure to listen and rate us 5 stars if you like us. And if you don't like us, maybe just rate us 4 stars, but please.
Or maybe rate us 1 star.
No, don't.
Rate us half a star if you really hate us. Rate us no stars if you really, really, really hate us.
No, because they won't even rate us. Please, try to rate us 5 stars if you really like it. And if you don't, then rate us 5 stars still.
Rate us less than 1 star.
Well, yeah. You guys have a good time. And our podcast is at less than 4 stars, so yeah, if we rate it 5 stars a bunch, then you could get it up to like 4.5 stars, and that would be great. So guys, hope you have a good time. Bye.